MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Ryan, how upset are you that Ryan Braun lied to us this entire time?
I mean, look, I was a big Ryan Braun advocate last year while he was on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Got nervous at the beginning of this year, traded him. Yeah, I mean, he clearly was guilty last year.
Yeah, no, there was no doubt. It's not like this. I feel bad for the guy who collected the specimen that he just threw under the bus, and just some random dude who he essentially probably totally humiliated, made like a look like a total asshole. I think the guy might have lost his job. I mean, he did, I guess, break the technical chain of command or whatever. He did it improperly, but
chain of custody.
Chain of custody. But man, and. It's just it's almost so more annoying. It's one thing to take the performance-enhancing drugs, but to just fight it so hard. And then you got to feel like a total asshole when your friends like Aaron Rodgers are, you know, proclaiming, like, you know, totally backing you. And, hey, I'll bet my entire month year's salary that he's clean, this and that.
That's a binding contract.
Well, he tweeted it out to some guy. I mean, I don't know.
Look, the annoying thing, and I don't know if you watched baseball tonight when this went down, Sean, but Barry Larkin, who's actually pretty solid on the show, usually has good points, he was just like, look, I vote for the Hall of Fame. Ryan Braun's a great player. Other great players have been caught. I'm just sick and tired of people apologizing and not saying what they're apologizing for. They always say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. The only one who really came out and said, you know, I'm sorry, I took this stuff. Let's get past it was Andy Pettit. And now he's like he's more or less been forgiven. People don't even talk about it. It's just we got to get over it. Baseball is this weird sport where there's this incessant need to compare these statistics throughout time, even though whether it's drugs or whether it's HGH and steroids or speed and amphetamines back in the 80s or I mean honestly, back in the day, Mickey Mantle was drunk all the time. Did that help him? Hurt him? Who knows? Yeah. Babe Ruth, too. They threw from a higher mound. They used a more juiced ball. It's like
there were no black people.
There were no black people in baseball. I'm Babe Ruth, but we just have to realize that baseball is going to be a sport of errors, and we have to you compare apples to apples. You don't try to compare apples to watermelons.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he should Barry. I mean, if Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens being two of the best players, arguably the best player, positional and pitcher during their era, if they're not in the Hall of Fame, then the Hall of Fame's a joke. So, I mean, I kind of feel the same way about Pete Rose. I get his ban a little bit more, but he did it when he was a manager. I mean,
well, yeah, and I think you also. It sounds like they have evidence that he was gambling as a player. But by all accounts, he was not – the guy wasn't throwing games. I mean, I understand.
No. He holds a record that will most likely never be broken.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, steroids affects the competitive balance much, much more than – gambling has no effect on the competitive balance unless you're a ref or unless you're a guy intentionally taking a dive, which – the only dive Pete Rose was taking was head first into a base. Like there was no question that he wasn't whatever he was doing gambling wise. He wasn't, you know, intentionally altering the games except to try and win.
Look, there's a reason over the years, There's one sport that you always hear mixed up with gambling controversy. It's basketball. Why is that, Sean? It's the easiest sport. You control one of the refs, or you control, that's 33% of the refs, or if you control one of the players, that's 20% of one team. Baseball, I mean, maybe if you had a pitcher in your pocket.
Well, yeah, I mean,
or a guy calling balls and strikes that game.
The whole White Sox thing, it happened because it was 1919, and the player salaries weren't that big. Can you imagine what you would need to price fix an MLB season? Or, I mean, like, you would basically have to get the entire, I guess you go after a team like the Athletics, low payroll, and you would just have to pay them off. I mean, really, you'd have to pony up like $100-200 million. So, I think
even
it's
the MLB minimum, you're making $500,000.
Yeah, and Pete Rose, the same problem. Pete Rose probably would have been fine if he just would have admitted it when it first came down, but he fought it tooth and nail, and you know, and then the other commissioner who basically put his ban for life passed away. So now Bud Selig feels like he's got to honor his legacy by upholding it.
Bud Selig's an idiot.
Yeah, I think at this point the guy's done 25 years. I think it's fine to let Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame, or at least just let it be voted on. If you let him be voted and the writers decide not to, that's fine.
His record still stands. That's what's funny.
His record stands, and he has memorabilia in the Hall of Fame for his different things. But he's not in the Hall of Fame. That's why a baseball gets kind of annoying. But Ryan, you want to MLB All-Star Game, Home Run Derby? I know it's been a little while since we did the last pod, but we were on top of it, AL and the under, and you correctly. What were the two guys we had? We had Alvarez, which was incorrect.
Alvarez did not. He came out, and as soon as he took that first swing, you could tell he wasn't there to make a show. Cespedes, on the other hand, was hitting balls like 500 feet. Yeah, it was awesome. I also, I didn't tweet it out, but I took a bunch of props. I basically took Cespedes versus everyone in the first round. So I swept, which is something that when you put all your eggs in one basket like that, when you're gambling, it
usually
never works
horrible
out.
Results.
Never works out.
Not a great gambling strategy there, but this time it pays off. What else is going on? Of course.
Well, I mean, if we're just real quick, sticking with baseball, A-Rod.
Oh, yeah. A-Rod.
The talk. Now, here, I'm a Yankee fan. I've never really been a huge A-Rod fan. But he's really kind of taking it on the chin with this one. It's one of those things where he hasn't been nearly as vocal as Braun, but they're looking for a lifetime ban.
Yeah. Well, I think they're just going back and forth, and they're just trying to call each other out in the press. And it sounds like he doesn't want to play anymore. He wants to get his money.
Yep.
The Yankees want to get rid of him, but they don't want to have to pay him the money. They want the insurance to pay the money.
Yep.
Now, that's what the whole thing going on is. It sounds like if he comes up and plays, then then it basically resets the time from when the insurance starts. If he's out of the game over a year, I don't know all the details, but it sounds like that's why they told him he had a thigh issue, and then he hires this other doctor to go around and do a press conference saying he's fine. Meanwhile, this doctor that he hired has already been suspended and fined $40,000 for his involvement in steroids. So this random doctor he hired to do his publicity tour, the doctor claims he was just doing it to get his 5 minutes of fame and was not paid by A-Rod.
I don't think A-Rod's very smart.
Well, I think when we saw those pictures of him kissing himself in the mirror, that just tells you everything you ever needed to know about A-Rod. But yeah. Now, this is the player's fault, the Players Association fault. You got a guy like A-Rod who statistically is going to go down as the greatest of all time in a lot of categories, or one of the greatest players of all time, and he's been dirty his entire career.
Allegedly. I mean,
you don't think he was juicing in Texas? He was juicing in Texas.
I don't think there's any evidence of that.
Oh, he was definitely he's been on steroids for a long time. This is why his hip's going out. This is why a guy's hips go out. You know, he won a couple titles with the Yankees. Those are tainted. I mean.
Oh, well, calm down now, Sean. Jesus.
Well, what? I mean, doesn't it at some point it's got to be annoying. I don't know. If I was a clean player, That's just got to be frustrating. You're sitting there not taking steroids, and then everyone else is taking steroids. And it does seem like maybe we're kind of changing in a new era here, because this is the first time I can remember where guys, other MLB players, were kind of giving Ryan Braun a hard time.
Yeah, but it's like, how many of these guys honestly never...
Well, let's say even if they didn't, was someone on their team?
Yeah, it's like everyone's acting like they're holier than thou. Like, I don't know if anyone watches ESPN baseball, but Rick Sutcliffe was just going off. And it's just like, dude, you never drank that coffee pot with the extra additives? Like, come on.
Yeah. It's just exhaustive. The conversation, it just, what else is there to add? It's like, guys, just stop doing, they need to, I guess, figure out some way to clean it up. Or just to totally allow it.
Well, you know what you do? If the players' union is serious about getting this fixed, you just make it so it voids any contract.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't think the players' union is going to sign up for that.
But they're claiming how they want to clean up the sport, this and that.
They don't want to clean up the sport because the players' union, and rightfully so, their number one priority is to get the highest contract. What drives up contracts? Numbers. What drives up numbers? PEDs. I mean, it's a pretty simple formula there. All these numbers are based on guys. I mean, look at these. You know, they're when Ryan Braun gets that huge contract, everyone benefits from that because you base your contract off the top contract.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like there's enough kind of negative press going on that maybe.
No, I think the first failed test, you're banned for 162 games and no honors for that year, whether it be All-Star game, MVP, whatever, nothing. And then second, you're banned for life. I mean, really, I mean, if you want to get serious about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. It's, but yeah, I mean, are just an insane amount of guys on it, then why are we even bother trying to control it?
Well, it's just like the Tour de France, like cyclists, right?
Yeah.
Like, why are we even wasting our time?
Yeah, what's the point? If everyone honestly is dirty, then why is this even a discussion? Why bother even testing at this point? It's just so blatant with the steroids. Well, Ryan, one guy on steroids wasn't able to win the British Open. Tiger Woods. Well, Tiger Woods probably never steroids, HGH. I believe.
Viagra, does that count as performance enhancing?
In the bedroom. Tiger Woods definitely, I think, is a HGH guy. But either way, Tiger had a little run there in him. But Phil Mickelson, crazy round on Sunday to win it big in the British Open.
Yeah, I regret not. I tweeted out the three guys I bet on. Then I went back and I actually put a little bit of money on Mickelson. I was telling you that, so... It was a relatively good week for me playing. I don't know. I watched a little bit of the British Open. Those bunkers were crazy.
Yeah, it's tough too with the time delay now. And like, you wake up and you want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And if your guy's not in contention, you totally lose interest in checking the British Open out.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather be playing golf myself.
Yes, I had Rory McIlroy, not even close, and Graham McDowell, who made the cut and was kind of in the mix there for a little bit, but ultimately. Not close enough to make a dent.
Yeah. I don't know. What else? What else is going on, Sean?
It's a slow time in sports.
My Yankees are about to make one of the worst deals ever and acquire Alfonso Soriano.
They're about to unload A-Rod, so they got to make up for it somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. Other than that, I don't know. Not much is going on in baseball. I don't know. Did you see Tim Hudson break his ankle?
Yeah.
That was pretty intense.
Highlight of the Phillies post All-Star break is Tim Hudson breaking his ankle. Other than that, they've been.
Do you want to tell me how the Phillies got a shot?
I don't know.
Break it down. 10 seconds.
Well, they need to get Ben Revere healthy.
Oh, that's all right. I'm cutting you now. if it's contingent.
Dude,
on
he
ben
was Re- playing. He's playing really well.
Nah, he's a fun player to watch, but he's not the X factor.
I don't know, Ryan. I think it's more just Atlanta is not that dominant, so they still have an outside shot in the division. And the Nats have just hit the wall in spectacular fashion. Our friend Sully, a big Nats fan, defended the Strasburg situation to not play him.
Oh, man.
Oh, now you just got to be so pissed because the Nationals, last year was your year, man.
Everything
last
was clicking.
Year was your year. Oh, man, was it? You know how baseball is. It's a gel. It's a gelling sport. Team was gelling. Everything was coming together. But you needed that shot. You needed that little kick. Steven Strasburg.
But yeah, all right, so baseball, that's pretty much it for baseball.
And now it's just countdown to football.
I feel like we shouldn't even talk about football today.
Yeah.
Save it.
All right.
We're going to have a fantasy preview, NFL preview.
NFL over, under, win total preview. Ryan, you know...
Touch on some college, maybe. Do a little mini college preview.
I'm down. You know what looks great when you're hanging out at a fantasy draft? Sports Gambling Podcast t-shirt.
Oh!
Yeah. You just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We got two sizes, large, extra large, $20 only. Shipping is included. Good times, guys.
Yeah, fantasy drafts just around the corner.
Oh, man. I can't wait. It's just a countdown till football, really. I don't know. It's tough for me to even focus on baseball right now because football is the number one thing.
I think we got – I don't think we have more than 2 or 3 weeks before we start – talking football.
Well, we got the Hall of Fame game coming up in early August.
And all right, so let's walk it back. This is the only football talk we'll do.
All right.
Opening games on the 5th.
5th of August.
That means our NFL over-under, when's that going to come out? Maybe the 28th, 29th?
Oh, September 5th, the opening day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So August, 28th, 29th, somewhere around there, the over-under podcast will come out.
Okay.
Week before that, we'll do a... We'll maybe do the fantasy and the college in there.
Yeah, we can do two podcasts a week coming up because guys will be...
We're going to have to do.
Will be fiending for football. They'll just be sitting there in their cubicles just waiting to hear more talk, read blogs, download podcasts. I know I'm itching. I'm chomping at the bit.
So one real quick football story, but not really talking about football. Jadeveon Clowney. South Carolina did a little investigation or NCAA to see if he got... illegal benefits from one Jay-Z.
Oh, really?
Of course, he's probably almost 100% certain he's going to be the first pick. He probably would have been a top five pick this past year.
Already signed with him?
No. Since he came out of high school, he was the number one recruit. As a true freshman, dominated. As a true sophomore, you saw, if you watched the ESPYs, the play where that dude from Michigan gets blown up.
Yeah.
That's Jadeveon Clowney blowing him up. Defensive lineman, I mean, like I said, probably would have been a surefire top five, top 10 pick as a true sophomore. Like, we're talking like an 18, 19-year-old. So he's coming out, and clearly Jay-Z's looking to court him.
Jay-Z might really start dominating the sports landscape. This will be interesting. He's such a leg up on any of the other agents because, honestly, what kid in college isn't going to take a call from Jay-Z?
Yeah, I mean, it's like... Who would you rather kick it with, Jay-Z or Drew Rosenhaus?
Rosen in the house. Yo, my main man.
Yeah.
I don't know, Ryan. I feel like what else is going on?
Well, we should probably address our error from the last podcast.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Was it last podcast? I don't want to mistakenly talk. We failed to talk about the big UFC fight.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we were getting a couple tweets about that.
Here's my explanation why. I'm real down on fighting sports right now. There's like two or three fighters I'll watch. And honestly, it's probably John Jones. I used to like watching Anderson Silva. His fights were always exciting. But lately, he's kind of become a little annoying. And Floyd Mayweather. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not really dying to buy pay-per-views for anyone else. Or gamble on it or anything. You know, like, it just seems like it's... I don't know. It's not a good time for the fight sports, I think.
Now, Ryan,
I think UFC is still doing all right, but
now did you see on that fight there was they're already investigating. I mean, there was talks. I don't think he threw the fight, but there was talks. And who was the guy that won? Kane?
No, it was Weidman.
Oh, Weidman. Like sorry, yeah.
Chris Weidman.
Chris Weidman sounds about right.
Yeah.
Chris Weidman. There was a $1 million wager on him to win.
Bye.
So they're. I don't know. Their track, I think it's some like overseas operation.
He wasn't a huge dog though. That's the thing. He was only like +210.
Yeah, of all the guys that have fought Silva, he was the smallest underdog, so it couldn't be that much of a shock. And honestly, if you're going to throw a fight, I don't think you would be that stupid to throw it like that.
Yeah, especially because Silva's one of the few guys that makes good money. He gets a cut of the pay-per-view.
But Silva doesn't – yeah, he makes good money, but also, like, I don't know. He wasn't even, like, dying to do a rematch. Like, when they originally asked him about a rematch – he was like, yeah, I don't know. And then Dana White's like, oh, he's going to do a rematch. Let me talk to him. He'll do a rematch.
Well, that's what Dana White wants him to do, because it'll be a huge, talk about huge ticket. But,
not
look,
clean urine. Look Dana White's way.
It's one of those things, though. Like, sometimes you got to step back and be like, do you love your job that much?
No.
Like, Anderson Silva has been doing this for a long time. He's been so good that it got boring for him a little bit. He's 38. He doesn't want to speak English. He doesn't want to deal with coming to America. So, I honestly, like... the guy's kind of annoying, and I'm glad he lost the way he lost, because that's kind of...
yeah.
He's been annoying like that the last couple fights. But at the same time, dude's got money. He can retire in Brazil. He's a fucking legend down there.
It's just like, not a good sign for your sport when the number one guy just interested anymore.
I think we can... for a while, people have been not passing the baton to John Jones. They've been saying, oh, Silva's still the best. He still hasn't... Now that Silva's lost, it's John Jones' sport. John Jones is the single guy who I will pay to watch fight at this point.
It was like Rampage back in the day.
Yeah, like John Jones is fun to watch because John Jones is more athletic than you, and he tries harder than you.
Yeah, he is the next generation UFC guy. So
his fights are exciting. It's fun to watch him just dominate fools. It's just he's kind of like the next step in evolution. And I had some arguments with some folks I work with, some big MMA fans, and it's like, my take on John Jones is that John Jones – so it kind of comes back to my take on wrestling. You don't wrestle – if you're really athletic, you're a really athletic kid, you don't wrestle. You wrestle because you weren't good enough to play other sports.
Well, you're usually kind of smaller.
Yeah, so my point is that John Jones is the first kid who honestly had a choice and chose to wrestle and fight.
Yeah, he's
kind of
like –
his two brothers are in the NFL, like –
yeah, he probably could have played football or, I don't know,
any
maybe
sport.
Basketball. Yeah.
He's 6'4", 230, and he's athletic. Like, what?
You could find a spot for him on most rosters. Yeah, no, he's interesting in that he, like you said, made the choice to become a UFC fighter. And as UFC becomes more and more popular, these guys who are great athletes growing up and also have the big size are choosing to get involved with the UFC. So, I don't know. I guess that's a good sign for UFC overall, but maybe it's just something about the way they do the pay-per-views or how
many
there are. It just feels like, I don't know, I'm not compelled to check them out like I felt I once was.
Yeah, it's part of it, I think there's a lot of them. Part of it is I'm just not that compelled with all the fighters. It's just...
and I feel like I end up watching them, and then it's a lot of just like standing around. It's like the same complaints people have about boxing. A lot of tying up. You know, people complain about tying up in boxing, but I think, you know, grappling and that kind of stuff.
It's the nature of the beast, man. As the sport gets bigger and the money gets bigger, guys are out there fighting not to lose.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, like, UFC 1.
Well, that's unfair to compare, but even if you compare it to, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, back to the athlete thing. I mean, look at Brock Lesnar. I mean, at his peak, he was a really good UFC fighter. And he didn't even come close. He tried out for he played football. He tried to make the NFL. He didn't come close to making the NFL. Like, he wasn't fast enough. I don't know. It's interesting. So, yeah.
All right, Ryan.
What else? What else, Sean? We're flying solo. We're flying sans internet right now.
Yeah.
Off the top of your head.
No, well, I mean, we could talk about
Not talking about football.
Oh, okay. Well, Urban Meyer. He's kind of an interesting character.
Oh, well, like I've been saying, I tweeted out even. I mean, people think I'm crazy, but look, Urban Meyer recruits a certain type of player.
A thug.
I don't want to say thug. You know, maybe some kids who had some troubled upbringing. And just like clockwork, probably not the best timing for him. And part of the reason I think you're seeing that the suspensions will be harsher than they would have normally is, you know, coming off the wake of this Aaron Hernandez deal, two of his players, one got what? Arrested for assault and battery and the other for a DUI or something? Or drugs?
Yeah.
So Urban Meyer is doing what Urban Meyer does, and that's why I tweeted out, might be a good year to grab a little piece of Ohio State to win the national championship.
Well, I mean, they were good last year. They didn't lose a game.
Big Ten's not exactly going to be a juggernaut this year. Michigan should be all right, but Wisconsin will be there.
Penn State will be competitive, but
Michigan State, it's just one of those things. It feels like it's Ohio State's conference to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I think Ohio State's going to have a really good year. So, I mean, depending if any of these suspensions shake out for old Urban Meyer.
Football.
Yeah, Ryan. I think that's about it. We'll just save it up. Training camps are just getting started, so yeah.
I don't know, Sean. Should we when is Hard Knocks? What night of the week do we know?
No, I don't have the schedule out for Hard Knocks yet.
I feel like we should almost do the schedule the podcast right after Hard Knocks, so we'll start the episode with a quick Hard Knocks recap.
All right, I like that. That'll be a good way to transition into training camp. You know, we'll be in our own training camp, a podcast of sorts,
yeah.
Watching the latest. That's probably another interesting stat to investigate. Does Hard Knocks affect Week 1 lines? Because you feel like your casual bettor Week 1 just fell in love with the Cleveland Browns. Maybe he gets a little infatuated. Maybe you get to see an inflated line there.
Well, it definitely affected – I felt like it definitely had involvement in the line movement of the Dolphins last year. There was so much juice on that under.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people saw this
They
Mr.
Did not...
Garrison looking head coach who didn't seem to have the cojones to tell a player when he was cut even. I don't know. I'm interested, although it's a little different, you know, it's not a first time coach. It's not there's not much. I feel like the Bengals are what we think they are, you know? I feel like the Bengals are a solid team that would it surprise me if they go 11-5? And win that division? Probably not. Would it surprise me if they go 6-10?
Yeah, they're definitely at a turning point in the franchise right now. I think if they have a bad year though, this could be the last year.
But I mean, just all the things Andy Dalton another year with AJ Green. They have the pieces. They drafted.
They did have a little bit of a sophomore.
They have
slump,
Gresham.
They were kind of like 2 years ago. They were kind of like Indianapolis this year, where you could tell they were just playing a little bit ahead of themselves.
But they were good last year.
No, yeah, I mean, but they, I don't know, they seem to take
Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, they drafted the kid out of North Carolina, Giovanni something or other.
Yeah, I mean, arguably their division just got worse, and they got more competitive.
AJ Green, they have that Sano kid. They drafted the tight end out of Notre Dame. They should have weapons on the offense, and then they got that Burfett kid from last year who was the undrafted, the kid who ran like the 6-second 40, got undrafted and then had a great rookie year. I really like that. I mean, that might be, I'll have to look more into the numbers, but that might be one of those bets that I take a little piece of the Bengals to win that division.
Really?
I mean, the way I see it, Baltimore and Pittsburgh are primed to take a step back.
See, but I'm almost kind of liking Baltimore right now in that
I like
classic,
the week one.
Believes in us. Yeah, I mean, I already got him at 8.5, and especially if some of these.
Oh, you bet it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Especially if these suspensions go through for the Broncos.
Look, the number one reason I don't believe that Baltimore will win that division is I know he's only one player, but Anquan Boldin is such a key component to that team. He was so huge for that team.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I still feel like Baltimore, yeah, you can't count them out. Just because they
Super
ended
Bowl
so
hangover.
Hot. Yeah, but that, it's almost too Joe Flacco seems kind of competitive. They just
got paid.
Yeah, but they just seem like the team that everyone wants to doubt. Like, it's too easy to write them off, and that's kind of why I think they might have a good year.
Okay.
It's just kind of that counter. Like, everyone's saying they got worse. They lost Ray Lewis. They're not going to be the same. And that's almost like when those teams step up.
But doesn't it feel like it could be like the NFC North could be almost like or the AFC North could be a little bit like the NFC East, where you have like three teams.
Well, yeah.
9-7, 8-8, like in that
Well,
range.
Yeah. I mean, even the Browns, I think they're going to take a step forward in competitiveness. I don't think they're going to win the division, certainly, but that'll be interesting. I just don't think the Ravens will drop as much as everyone's predicting them.
Speaking of the Browns, Josh Gordon, this kid loves weed. He's got to be a new favorite of the sports gambling podcast. Dude tested positive like 3 or 4 times in college. I think he tested positive at the combine, and he just tested positive again. He got 2-game suspension.
Yeah, how do these guys not? I mean,
well, first of all, 2 games for weed, 4 games for Adderall.
Well, that's what they say. They don't have to reveal what it was. So, if they say, you know, cocaine could, I think
it comes out though.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Gordon tested positive for weed.
Yeah, I don't know how it comes out, but it's very interesting.
I mean,
well, also, you're making so much money. How do you not? I feel like if you're working at Best Buy, you figure a way to get around the drug testing. How do these guys making that much money not figure out how to buy a clean piss test? Or is it that rigorous, the urine testing?
Well, the other thing is, like, just don't fucking smoke weed.
And it seems by all accounts, too, that there, at least with, like, basketball, there's, like, a known window where you're not going to get tested for recreational drugs.
I don't know. I beat a fucking weed also, test one time.
Yeah, exactly. A hair test. So, really, it also, if you're one of these guys, why not just go up to the team doctor and, you know, get a couple of Oxycontin or whatever? Like, I don't know. If you're dead set on getting high, why not just, you know, pop a couple Percocet from the team doctor?
Do you think the people that do the test, do you think they stand there and, like, watch you take your dick out?
I think it might be pretty intense for the NFL. I could be wrong.
Well, that's the one last thing we should touch on, the HGH.
Oh, yeah.
The
it
NFL,
seems like they're
2013, or is it this year or next year? This year, right? It's going to be the first year for – they basically are going to test every player during training camp to establish baselines and then test you throughout the year. Basically, to see if your T level, your testosterone levels go up.
I got low T, man.
And yes, I mean that's so. But in year one, no one's going to get suspended. It's going to be considered a exploratory attempt. But then in 2014, it's going to go live.
Well, it sounds like at like 60-70% of dudes in the NFL are on HGH.
Well, it's not illegal.
Yeah.
So it's like.
No,
it's one of those
is it illegal for, it's on the banned substance list, right? But they just don't test it.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. But I feel like you can't.
How can something be on the banned substance list if you're not testing for it?
Honor
system, Sean?
Yeah, I don't know. Then maybe it really isn't. But I feel like if you came out and said, I'm taking HGH, don't you think the NFL suspends you?
It's also one of those things, like, are we really, like, is HGH even bad for you?
I mean, I understand steroids because it just seemed like that crazy, but there is, I mean, listen, I'm not Joe Rogan, so I'm not going to sit here on the podcast and explain, like, the value of hormone replacement therapy, but it does seem like there is some science to it, so.
I mean, people are getting it prescribed. I know a guy who has a prescription for HGH and who's old. He's a little bit older, and I guess it just helps you kind of maintain the levels from when you were young.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I mean, my gut instinct tells you, like, whenever you're messing with nature like that, there is got to be some sort of consequences. But hey, we're making advancements in medical science. It wouldn't surprise me if we could figure out how to use HGH.
Well, and there was a great article written during the Barry Bonds time about, it was called like Room 43, and it was about a road trip where Barry Bonds kept going to his trainer's room in Room 43, and essentially, like, it kind of outlined, you know, it's one thing to take steroids and bulk up your muscle mass, it's another to take HGH over an extended period of time, where this person showed how Barry Bonds' head had grown from like a 7 5/8 to like an 8 1/4.
Yeah.
And essentially, as you take more and more HGH, your bones start to actually shift and grow, and your forehead almost starts to Cro-Magnon, and like you become to build this like front ridge, and like,
yeah, well, I mean,
and your hands,
like,
get really big.
I mean, yeah, you look at like McGuire and Bonds, and you can just instinctively know there's something unhealthy about it. But like a guy like Ryan Braun, maybe if it's like a little more subtle, more controlled.
Well, they've also, I'm sure a lot has changed in the, I mean, think about it. Medicine's progressing. I mean, think about what an ACL used to do 10 years ago compared to now. So imagine what HGH is from when Bonds and McGuire were taking it to now. So McGuire was even earlier. So I have a feeling that they've figured out ways to make it better. And then it's like the next step is going to be like those when these players go over and get these like plasma enriched treatments.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, there's too much money in it. Guys are always going to be one step ahead because they have the money. There's not as much money in catching them as there is in getting away with it. So they're always going to be one step ahead, unfortunately. All right, Ryan, for the Sports Gambling Podcast. Hey, guys, first up, make sure you go on the site, rate, review, share, iTunes, Stitcher. We're on Facebook. Mix it up on Facebook. Share some posts on there. Good times. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
I don't know. I guess I'm real money Kramer again, Sean.
Let it ride.